With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. If former President Trump takes another legal hit,
a federal judge has refused to throw out the classified documents prosecution against Donald Trump, turning aside defense arguments that a decades-old law permitted the former president to retain the sensitive records after he left office. Prosecutors on Special Counsel Jack Smith's team countered that the law had no relevance to a case concerning the mishandling of classified documents. But Judge Eileen Cannon has yet to rule on other Trump efforts to dismiss the case, including arguments that presidential immunity shields him from prosecution. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, another abortion battle, this time in the Southeast.
Attorneys defending Tennessee's sweeping abortion ban have alleged that doctors challenging the law do not want any oversight when deciding to terminate a pregnancy and instead are improperly withholding care to women facing serious medical emergencies. The Tennessee Attorney General's office laid out its arguments Thursday while attempting to persuade a three-judge panel to dismiss a lawsuit seeking to clarify when abortion exceptions can be applied in the volunteer state. Keith Peters reporting.
Conservative Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene doubling down on her threat to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Greene is still fuming mad that Johnson used Democrat votes to override Republican concerns about a $1.2 trillion spending bill passed to avoid a government shutdown. Greene reportedly told CNN Johnson has, quote, literally turned into Mitch McConnell's twin, and worse, he's a Democrat. Johnson is defending his compromise as a simple reality of governing in a divided Congress. Bob Agner reporting.
Finland says it will extend the closure of its border crossing points with Russia beyond the current April 14th deadline until further notice due to a high risk of organized migration orchestrated by Moscow. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group is on the terrorist watch list.
The University of Maryland's National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Response to Terrorism has a long list of identified terror groups, and amongst them is Students for Life of America. Two members of the group were arrested in 2020 for writing the words "Black Preborn Lives Matter" on a sidewalk. That was apparently enough to put the SFLA on the list. A spokesman says the group is considering legal action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds nearly 90% of Jewish parents with kids in high school say they're rethinking their children's college plans in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. Many college campuses in this country exploded with anti-Semitism after the attack, and many parents say that will impact what school they send their kids to. The survey released by Hillel International also reveals nearly 20% of Jewish parents might not let children go to college at all. SRN News. The recent killing of an Iranian officer has Israeli officials high on alert.
Israel has raised its defensive posture to high alert in the aftermath of being presumed to be behind the assassination of a senior commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Leaves have been canceled for combat soldiers and many serving in intelligence, and recently released reservists have been recalled to active duty. Israel's cyber units have altered navigational apps to confound weapons using GPS guidance systems. Iranian voices threatening severe retribution against Israel include President Raisi. Israel's domestic intelligence agency reported a plan to assassinate National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and attack Ben-Gurion Airport and government buildings. At least 11 have been arrested, mostly residents of central Israel. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.